Now, so far, I've been dealing with the general implications of both parables, the parable of the rain cloud and the parable of the sun and moon. But it's time now, I think, to draw attention to a distinction. And after that, we shall conclude. Now, this distinction is not exactly a difference, because we can say that the symbolism of the rain cloud and the symbolism of the sun are complementary. They represent slightly different emphases, different accents. The rain cloud gives water, gives moisture. The sun gives light, gives heat. And if we borrow terms from the Chinese tradition, which many will be familiar with in the form of the I Ching, we can say that the one, the rain cloud, the water, the moisture, is yin, and the other, the light, the heat, the sun, is yang. And the first, that is to say, the yin, the water, the moisture, is associated with the depths, with the soil, with the earth. And the other, the yang, is associated with the heights, with the sky. Now, what does this mean? If we press it as far as this, then what does it mean? It means that in the course of our development, in the process of our growth, the individual must be nourished, but must be nourished from both below and above. In other words, quite literally, the individual is like the plant. The plant sucks its moisture from the earth up, and it gets the heat and the light from above. So it's dependent on nourishment from below, through the earth. It's dependent on nourishment from above, from the sky, from the sun. So it's just the same with the individual human being in the course of his or her development, growth. He or she must be nourished from below, must be nourished from the unconscious depths, and also must be nourished from the supraconscious heights. If we translate it into much more simple, not to say simplified terms, then we can say that we must be nourished not only from and through emotion, but also reason. Not just reason alone, but also emotion. Usually, in presentations of Buddhism in the West, it's the rational aspect which is usually emphasized, sometimes emphasized exclusively. We're told about Buddhist thought, Buddhist philosophy, Buddhist metaphysics, Buddhist psychology, Buddhist logic. And sometimes it all seems very dry and academic and intellectual indeed. But the other side, the other aspect, is no less important. For many people, perhaps even more important. The whole side represented by myth and symbol and the imagination and the emotions and vision. And this is one of the reasons why we're currently dealing in this series of lectures with the parables, myths and symbols of the Mahayana in the White Lotus Sutra.